want to meal, hey. Yeah, I got a deal, hey. Why sign out a deal, hey? Get my partner deal, hey. If I go to jail, hey. Money for the bail, hey. Money on the scale, hey. Yep, give me a minute, hey. Yep, give me a minute, hey. Call it Leah, come over here, bring that lean with him, hey. Call it Leah, call him, yeah, you bring the cream with him, hey.
Hi, this is Kenny Kramer, the real Kramer, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA. And as Cosmo would say, giddy up!
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Victorian Era Valentines of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Saturday, May 7th, there is a brand new radio segment on the WGXC morning show at 9 a.m. It's called I Have Seen Niagara, and it's from local artist G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. We'll hear the first episode of I Have Seen Niagara towards the end of the hour on the WGXC morning show at 9 a.m. 10 a.m., it's time for the La Femme Fatale episode of Turn on the News. Radio Wonderland is live with Joshua Freed at 10:30 a.m., then at noon on the countdown, hear new tracks from Ghost Power, David Azarides, Wet Tuna, and others in my room radio.
traveled on every side. Sometimes I don't wanna try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give me a second wind. Lord, with your help, I know that I will win. I will press even when I am distressed. I will press even when life's a mess. Oh, but when it hurts, I know you're moving on my behalf. I will press. I will press. Oh, forgetting those things behind. Embracing what's ahead, reaching out towards all that you have for me. When it seems
breath. Good morning. Good Sunday morning. Good Mother's Day Sunday morning. Blessed Sunday morning. Sunday Mother's Day Sunday morning. I chose that song because I know that for some people, today is a press. I chose that song because I know that that's what mothers do. Mothers who step up, they press, even when their life's a mess, even when you feel distressed, even when you're in pain and your body hurt. So it was kind of like a toss-up. Do I want to start today's broadcast with this song? And I said, yes, I do, because I see you. I am you. And I wish you a happy Mother's Day, even the same. Somebody, this is the first Mother's Day without your mom. Or maybe it's not the first one, but it still hurts. Press, we press, we press. Somebody, you didn't know that you'd be raising those children. Their mama is gone on. And it hurts because you have to be there for them on Mother's Day and their mother's not here. But we press, hallelujah. God sees you, God knows, and God cares. I see, I know, I care. And we're here, and we're praying for you too, beloved. Lots of prayers are going up for those that today is oppressed. Thanking you, God, for all the mothers everywhere, everybody under the sound of my voice who can hear what I'm saying to you today. Happy Mother's Day to you. Yes, find something to be happy about. I'm celebrating Mother's Day. Thank God for the gift of being a mother. Listen, for some people, they've wanted to be a mother. They've wanted to have the experience of a pregnancy and pushing that big head out their bodies, and they haven't had that yet, or maybe never have, but you've been able to mother somebody else's child. You're the most wonderful aunt or grandmother or sister, hallelujah, and so happy Mother's Day to you. And some women, they chose. They didn't want to have children. They didn't feel that they were maternal. They didn't feel that their children were the call for them. But we think of you too, because I know a lot of you are mothering people as well. And for all of our mothers, Lord, who just happy that they have their families, happy that they have their children, happy that they have their grandchildren, and yes, can relate to that song. Happy Mother's Day to you. So that's why I chose press this morning. Hallelujah. Even when life's a mess, what do, Mr. Randall? We press.
Amen. And thank you to all of the mothers and women out there. Happy Mother's Day. This is such a special day, as you said. You know, I haven't, my mom passed away many, many years ago. I miss her every day. You know, I think about her, and mothers are just so special. And this is a day truly to be honored and for men to be thankful that women hold the place that, you know, that they do, you know, for us, because we're, you know, as you say, it, as is often said, you know, behind every successful man is a great woman. And now we have it in the president office, you know, men. We have a first, what do they call him? He's not the first gentleman. So, you know, so it's just wonderful to, you know, to see women taking their place in Western society, you know, and just taking roles of leadership. And, you know, and you know, as I mentioned, you know, during the pandemic, you know, the countries that did the best were run by women. So so there's a lot to be said there. But anyway, happy Mother's Day to all.
Oh, thank you so much. And also to your beloved wife, give our bright side happy Mother's Day blessings too. Just wanted to share a couple of announcements also before we go through. Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora, Mother's Day Monday on tomorrow night. We have in Hudson so many gifted and talented people, and we'll have Dr. Cynthia Stevens on the Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora monthly call. And if you want more information about that, send an email to info@africasdaughters.org. And someone will send you that information so you can share in that Mother's Day Monday. I know that Columbia County Women's of Alliance is doing something for women in the shelter in Hudson. Well, not in Hudson, but can't say where they are, actually. But we remember them today, and shout outs to you all. And I'm sure others are doing a lot of things around. Yes, just wanted to shout that out there today. And more great things are coming up. So tune in next week. Took a lot of time talking about mothers this morning, so we can't go through all the announcements, but we got some time. So tune in next week, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on in our county. Listen, I am so pleased and so honored and so blessed to have my mother. Well, actually, I'm at her home in Queens, and hope to come back upstate later today to share Mother's Day with the rest of our family. But she is an evangelist, and I asked her if she would give us a message today. So she's going to be take our slot in our spiritual social commentary moment. That'll be the evangelist Dolores Prescott. So glad and excited about that. This is a new thing for her. God is doing something new. Never too old to learn. Come on here, somebody. Never too old to try something new. We got some songs for you. Some of them might be new to you, too. But we have Pray by Corin Hawthorne. Believe for It by CeCe Winans. Wait, Nia Allen. Overcomer, our sister friend in my head, Mandisa. Great Things by Precia Hilliard. And Mama by Boys to Men. After that, we'll be back with Evangelist Prescott. Pray, believe for it, wait. Gotta wait after you pray. Seek God and wait. And then become an overcomer. And expect God for great things. Yes. And great things among us is great mamas. All right, beloved. Here we go. This music is for you. A message with your heart, your mind, and your soul in it. Amen.
Trying to weather the storm. Trust me when I say I've been there before. I had days when it didn't seem fair. You said the load was never too much to bear. Things I had to go through so I could better know you. Cause when I know I can't do it on my own, you're the one that I am leaning on. Now I know even when it's all gone, you still need to pray. The Lord hears you when you pray, and He responds when you pray. Lord, all I can do is pray. So much pain in the world, they've been taking our girls and enslaving them, real talk. All the hate being spread and the blood being shed, I can tell that we need God. We've been going a while within ourselves. I know where to go when people fail. Cause when I know I can't do it on my own, you're the one that I'm leaning on. All things work together for the good. And if you said it, then it must be true. So in the morning I pray. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know. Pray, the Lord hears you when you pray, and
Say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your God, we believe for it.
time to believe for the impossible. Speak to the mountain and command it to move.
You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. Can you help me sing?
You said
yes, you did.
Oh,
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Capital, New York. We are a listener-supported radio for open ears, and this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, wishing you a blessed and happy Mother's Day. We wait on him here. We wait on him. That was Miss Nia Allen, and coming up, our theme song, Miss Mandisa. Beloved, you're an overcomer. Believe it and wait on him.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you.
One more time, I'm expecting great things.
I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things.
That's real simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life?
Say, I'm expecting great things. Expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things. In my life, you do great things. In my home,
giving me. for me, to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know I love you.
Ooh, you know I love you,
mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars. Mama, I just want you to know. Loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
Looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything, and no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh, oh.
Mama, mama,
Mother's Day to all of you moms out there, and to all under the sound of my voice, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, in the process of preparing for this message, it gave me an opportunity reflect back on my mom and my experience in growing up in Brooklyn, New York. I grew up in a home with four brothers and one sister. When I was 13 years young, my dad passed away 3 weeks before Christmas, leaving my mom to raise three children, all teenagers. It was the saddest Christmas I ever had. But Mom was a church-going woman, and my being the youngest, she always took me along with her. So if I wasn't in church, I was in Sunday school. I often asked my mother, Mom, why can the boys stay home? Why can my brothers stay home? She said, they're boys, whatever that meant. So as I was preparing for this Mother's Day message, it had me reflect back, especially on my mom. She made sure we finished high school. We grew up in an integrated neighborhood, and we had so much fun playing punch ball and handball and jump rope and skating and riding our bikes. And believe me, everyone on the block knew who your mom and daddy was, and they would keep you in check. But today, Saints, I want to talk about another godly woman by the name of Hannah. You can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 1. But as a recap, Hannah was a godly woman. She was married to a man named Elkanah. He loved her very much. However, after being married for a number of years, it was evident that Hannah couldn't have children. So her husband married a second wife named Peninnah, who bore him several sons and daughters. Now, in those days, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. So polygamy wasn't an issue. What was important to Elkanah was that he have a son to carry on his family name. Now, can you imagine how Hannah must have felt every time she turned around this second wife was pregnant again? This was bad enough, but Peninnah was still so jealous of Hannah because she knew it didn't matter how many babies she had from Elkanah, he still loved Hannah more than he loved her and her children. So every chance Peninnah got, she would needle Hannah and make her life miserable because of her inadequacy to bear children. She needled her, she taunted her, she mocked her on every side. And every remark, every vicious word she said to her was like a knife plunging into the heart of this godly woman. This went on year after year. And now it was the time of year when the Israelites, men, were required to go to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to Almighty God, which was done three times a year. Shiloh was a town in which the tabernacle of the Ark of the Covenant were located. It was a time of festive celebration, a time of rejoicing, a time of God's blessing, and Hannah and Elkanah were dedicated to this faithful worship of God. However, this time, instead of praising God, Hannah's heart was so heavy. Peninnah made it her business to provoke Hannah and say words that would cut to her heart about her infertility. She irritated her to the point, she was in despair. Not only did Hannah have to share her husband with another woman, who could produce children, but she had to endure the pain of that woman's cruelty. Hannah wanted so bad to be a mother, but through it all, she didn't complain to her husband. When Peninnah tormented her, she didn't fight back, but instead, Hannah trusted God and went to him in prayer. Whenever we're going through, we know who to turn to. We go to God in prayer. Praying not the problem, but the solution. Telling God how great and awesome he is. Giving him thanks and praise for being our refuge and strength. Acknowledging him as the one and only true and living God. And vowing that if Hannah vowed that if he gave her a son, she would give him back to God. And as she waited patiently for the Lord inclined his ear unto her cry. And in the course of time, she conceived and gave birth to a son, whom she named Samuel, meaning because I asked the Lord for him. Well, saints, I thank God for mothers. I thank God for women like Hannah. She was such an example, such an inspiration to mothers and to women. when we're going through our trials and going through our tribulations, just remember, saints, don't complain. Don't give in. Don't give up. Just keep praying. Keep the faith, knowing and believing that the God we serve hears and he does answer in his time. And we give God the praise and all the glory and the honor for who he is in our lives. As Proverbs 31, 25 and 31 says, she is clothed with strength and dignity, women, mothers. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but we and you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So give her the reward she has earned, and let her words bring her praise at the city gates. May the Lord bless and keep you. May his light shine upon you and be gracious unto you today and forevermore. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And that was my mama, Evangelist Dolores Prescott, out of the Greater Allen Cathedral, AME Church in Queens, New York. Well, let the people of God say amen. Amen. Thank you, Mom, for that word of encouragement and that word of wisdom. Yes, I hope it blesses somebody out there. Mm-hmm. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Pat, Brother Randall giving you thumbs up. Two thumbs up. Amen. Hallelujah. God sees and God knows and God cares. You know, I truly just love the word of God because it gives us some inspiration, some instruction, some insight to just about to every area, aspect, experience of life. It is in there. And we've all been had to deal with people who have not been kind to us. Some have been cruel. Some have said things to us that sear the soul and bring despair. So many of our children experience this at school and bullying among their peers at the playground or even on the school bus. But there are stories in there that, you know, this is something that people have experienced in their lives. You're not alone, but God, with God, you can overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. And I say to all the nerds and geeks out there, don't you worry about a thing. You'll be the one be writing their checks. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us words of wisdom and help. And the story of Hannah, Peniah, and Elkanah this morning. I also wanted to take a moment to share from something I read this morning in the devotional that I was sharing from on our ministry this morning. It's entitled God's Path, God's Path. And it is taken out of the book of Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20 to 22. When you have a moment, I encourage you to read that. It says, we all have the quest for independence and the desire to go our own way and reject the advice of parents and other adults. In this pursuit, some consider the advice of previous generations to be irrelevant. Many simply think that a biblical worldview is old-fashioned, but these are the inclinations of youth. But these habits can linger throughout our lives. The Bible reminds us that true fulfillment comes from obeying God, and his principles always are true. And he specifically warns us not to be seduced by the temporary trials, tribulations, or temptations of this world, and the short-term escapes that temptations deliver, but realize that the words of God and the deeds that God teaches us to do, hallelujah, can deliver us from going down the wrong paths. Amen. The Bible teaches that God is the real source of blessing. So listen to the advice of those who have gone through these experiences, especially our mothers and fathers, and learn from their warnings and keep their reminders ever before us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for godly mothers and godly grandmothers and great-grandmothers and godmothers and all the mothers. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those who lead us in the path that leads to life everlasting. I'm just excited about my mama's word this morning. Hallelujah. What a blessing to our soul. Well, beloved, it's about time for us to get ready to go. But shout outs to all you mothers again and those who are missing their mothers. You wouldn't be here without your mother. I was talking to a young man yesterday, and he said, well, my mother's passed on. Yes, but I told him her light and her love and her joy live in you. And he said, it sure does. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So we thank God for the mothers who have gone, because you're here, and you're here to be a blessing to us, and we thank you for who you are. We're going to get ready to depart from the line today. I want to say happy birthday to all you May babies. And just keep on keeping on. Remember, no matter how gray the day, no matter how dark the sky may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. It's right here on WGXC with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We're going to give you one more song. And listen, you can send this song. Thank God for the technology. You can send this song to your mama somewhere today, your grandmama, your good mama, your spiritual mama. I'll always love my mama. Amen, beloved. Happy Mother's Day.
Just to buy me a new